Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This week on First Date, so you consistently do sweet things.
I mean, you know, you can DoorDash them shits now. You do an order from Costco, throw some roses on that bitch.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah.
You say that like everyone's had one.
I mean, I'm a rapper.
You're dating a girl and she like takes a shit at your house.
Are you a nasty bitch? but I would respect the confidence.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
And just like that, welcome to another episode of First Date with Lauren Compton, where I find out what it's like to date the person in the hot seat. Today we have Danny Brown. He's a rapper. He's releasing his new album.
It's out already.
It's already out?
Yeah.
Scaring the Hoes?
Scaring the Hoes is out.
With JPEG Mafia?
That's right.
Okay. He also has his own podcast here called The Danny Brown Show. In case you haven't seen it, you better. What'd you think about my new music hit?
It's a bop. It's a banger.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's real bubbly.
I need to get you on my album.
I'm down.
Get you to up. Rap a little
I'll
bit on
up.
It.
I pull up. I got bars for that.
Hell yeah. I love that. That's the first banger I ever made.
Mm-hmm.
I used to write a little poetry, but none of that ever. I think it turned into like one of those books you read on the toilet.
No. I mean, poetry and writing music, it go hand in hand, kind of. I mean, I guess you don't really have to rhyme with poetry.
Yeah.
But it could be. You don't really have to rhyme with lyrics sometimes.
Well, that's only if you're talented. Otherwise, you lean on rhyming.
Yeah, I guess.
So the way that this is going to go, I've got a little menu here.
Okay.
And I have some appetizer questions to ease in to getting to know you on a first date. Some main course meaty questions. And then we'll end with dessert, something sweet.
Okay.
Should we have a safe word? Anything in case
safe word. Bananas.
Okay. I like bananas. So if anyone hears bananas, I have gone a little too far. Okay. I'm down with that. First of all, I'd like to say you look really nice.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you. I picked out this dress. I felt like you would appreciate the colors with the purple and the flowers.
Yeah, purple is actually my favorite color. How did you know that?
You know, it was a lucky guess.
Purple is royalty.
Yeah. It's a very majestic color. I'm very into it.
Yeah.
Where did you get your outfit?
Versace.
I was going to guess that. It looks very Versace.
I mean, you know, today is going to be 88 degrees, man.
Yeah, you got to let it breathe.
And fucking yesterday, I dressed a little too fucking warm, and it was fucking hot as fuck by the time I got home, so.
Do you stay at home a lot?
Yes, I'm a homebody.
Yeah?
I'm too old to be hanging out. What am I going to do? Go on 6th Street and get drunk and get beat up?
Well, you could be doing the beating up.
Fuck no. I ain't trying no lawsuits out here.
I hear you. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. What do you do to relax at home?
Now, since I haven't been drinking and drugging anymore, for the most part, I've been reading a lot.
What are you reading?
The book I'm reading right now called You Are a God. I can't remember the author, but it's kind of stupid.
No.
I'm just trying to get through it.
Is your love language words of affirmation?
What is that? That's some big words.
Well, words of affirmation. So there's five love languages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's physical touch, and you have to pick one, by the way. There's physical touch, there's gift giving, there's words of affirmation, there's quality time. And what was the other one? Did I already say physical touch?
Acts of service.
Yeah, I guess it would be affirmations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You like just positive.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That keep the vibe going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of negativity, and especially in a relationship, could cause a lot of arguments and shit like that. So
you don't seem like the kind of guy that likes to argue a lot.
I mean, most guys don't. I think in some sense,
that's not true. That is not true. Well, some guys love to argue.
I can't. It's like, I don't know. I don't like getting emotional because it don't matter what it is. It just makes me angry. And a lot of times when you get angry, you say stuff you don't mean. So
facts.
The best thing for me to do is just shut down and not say anything.
Do you feel like you express yourself through rapping? Through writing?
Yeah, for the most part. I would say I would talk about a lot of stuff in my music that I wouldn't probably talk about normally in normal conversation. So it's kind of like a therapy.
Yeah.
A type of therapy session and some shit, making songs and shit.
When was the last time you had an argument?
Argument? Shit, probably the other day.
What was it about?
I don't know. My girl be thinking I be flirting sometimes. I just be being nice.
That's called flirting.
I mean, what you supposed to do? You supposed to be a dick?
No. What did she say you were doing?
She said I was being too nice.
Well, did you like get some girl's number?
No. I was just being, you know, just being nice. Just having a conversation.
You were
I
like,
probably was talking too much.
Okay.
That's all that is.
You were just like, yeah, I'll have a margarita.
No, I don't drink no more.
Oh.
I just got out of rehab.
You're like, yeah, I'll have a water.
Yeah, just talking too much. Yeah, so I guess I can't talk.
Well, Danny, I guess you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that is true about me.
Let her do all the talking. You don't need a voice. Who do you think you are?
I'm a man. You got to speak up for yourself. You feel me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in a relationship?
We've been together like 5-6 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Is she your soulmate?
Yeah, I would think so.
I love that.
I would like to think so.
Are you going to marry her?
I want to.
What does that mean?
I mean, I want to. I'm just not mentally stable enough right now.
Oh,
you know,
well,
like I said, I just got out of rehab and I want to work on myself before I can, you know, because I mean, I've been a bad boyfriend. Last thing I want to do is be a bad husband.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
When did you realize that she was the one?
Probably a long time ago. I would say just, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you hang out with girls in general and you just don't want to be around them. And I like being around her a lot. So I think that's when I realized, like, I just, you know, just we're just chilling because you can go out with anybody and have a good time.
Right.
But just for the most part, just sitting around the house and just not doing anything and you still, you know, in the vibe and you just having a good time. I think that's the most important part for me, because like I said, I don't really like to do too much. I don't like to go out a lot. So just that. Yeah.
What do you think is the biggest difference in you now versus you when you were a bad boyfriend? What made you a bad boyfriend?
Just a lot of temptations and not being able to resist them. For the most part. So just learning how to be mature in a relationship. Because I don't think I've really learned. I think it comes from your parents in some sense.
Like it's so, genetic.
Yeah. And just, you know, seeing the way my dad and mom interacted, I think it affected me a lot growing up. And that's the way I probably, you know, treated women. And just, you know, being more respectful. And just in general, just being more respectful of their feelings too. Just even if I have the thought of like, damn, this might make my girl mad, you know, then it probably would.
Right.
And just start to acknowledge that for the most part.
But I feel like you've probably learned a lot with being with her. Like you learn what is expected of you in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's hard, to be honest. It's hard to be in a relationship because, like, I mean, it's, you know, I could be a little self-centered sometimes. Well, a lot of times. And just being able to have that respect for someone else where you don't want to hurt their feelings, you know?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't used to care. I do what I want to do kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now I'm at that point in my life where it's like, nah, you know.
You seem like a very chill person.
I mean, I think that's from all the years of smoking so much weed and shit. My brain is just on airplane mode.
Yeah. I feel that. Do you have like road rage at all ever?
No, I'm not a good driver at all. I didn't learn how to drive till I was.
So you're causing the road rage.
I didn't learn how to drive till I was like 30.
So everyone around you is like, what the?
And I only know how to drive Teslas. Yeah, definitely. Because I'm not like the fastest driver.
We're going to get into some main course questions now. In the past, what would have been like a deal breaker for you?
A deal breaker?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I'm that much of a jealous guy that sense. So I guess it's a respect level. Like, you know how some girls are a little too jokey and they might say some shit that just turn you off type shit? Like, I remember one time a girl called me a bitch, but it was in a playful manner. But I never saw her again in my life. Like, what are you calling a bitch? Like, you know what I'm saying? I call the bitches. You don't call the bitches.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And she was just playing, though.
But she played too much.
Yeah, playing too much. I would think that would be the number one thing. But just saying, just having respect, just a respect level, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be treated like a fucking man, you know what I'm saying? Don't treat me like your friend.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah. You're not wearing Versace for nothing.
It's kind of normal to me.
I like it. I think it's great.
It's not a big deal, you know? It's not a big deal.
Do you, so getting into like some other fun questions, this is my personal favorite that I wrote out. Do you have a sex playlist?
A sex playlist? I wouldn't say so. I think a good, just put on like some Bjork.
Bjork?
Yeah, Vespertine. That's a good one.
Oh, I wish we could play that right now.
Yeah, Bjork Vespertine, that's a good album. You could just, you know, because it's mellow, it's chill. I mean, I think for a long time, The Weeknd House of Balloons was a go-to.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing coke then, so.
Yeah, so you were high as a kite with him.
So it went hand in hand.
Have you ever had sex to your own music?
Fuck no, that'd be creepy. And just the way I sound, I don't think that's a, no, that would not be a vibe at all.
No?
Fuck no. I'm on that bitch screaming about my drug addiction. You know, talking about all my trials and tribulations. Last thing I want to do is cry during sex.
Aww. Have you ever had a trauma bond?
What is that?
A trauma bond is when two people have a wound, and so you come together because you meet because you're both hurting. And so it's called trauma bonding. Like, say you're going through a breakup and I'm going through a breakup.
Yeah, I think that probably happens a lot. But I can't think of anything offhand for the most part. But I think, probably every relationship I have was a trauma bond in some sense.
I agree. Sometimes I think about that the same way, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing that I learned. You know, that's where a lot of my drinking was stemming from. Just a lot of unresolved trauma. So, like, you know, being able to, like, you know, go to therapy a lot. And just having someone to talk to. Definitely been real helpful with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like a crazy girlfriend or do you like someone that's like real mellow?
I would say in the middle because too mellow could be a little boring sometimes. And then too crazy, I'm too old for that, you know?
Yeah.
And that would just be like, I ain't trying to, you know, hang out at the fucking bar and go to nightclubs and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to be with like a party type girl at all.
Do you consider yourself like super hygienic?
What do you mean?
Like,
like just super clean. Like, don't you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Is your house clean?
Hell yeah!
Clean your sheets regularly.
I don't play about that
take
shit.
Take a shower every day.
That's one thing. Fuck yes. That's one thing I do not play about. That's one thing I do not play about. I mean, yes, definitely.
When you have a girlfriend, do you ever expect her to take on like the household chores, like to do the laundry, take care of the house, cook?
It depends on what she got going on with her life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if she works a lot, then, because like I said, I'm a clean person myself, so I'm not about to just sit around. I used to fucking sell crack, so me being in a dirty house make me feel like I'm fucking selling crack, and I'm not doing that anymore. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
For the most part, I want to fucking be clean, you know?
Yeah.
Just that. So, yeah, man. Like, even now, the grass is getting a little too out of control. I'm not about to cut the grass, though, so I got to get landscaping going, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a vibe, you know? I don't want to be fucking... And anything, I feel, it just make me go back to like my hustling days. And I've been far removed from that at this point in my life. So, yeah, man, like it's not a bad deal, especially living in Texas. You know, it's a lot of, I mean, I won't say like that, but you can get to a Mexican lady that'll spruce that motherfucker up with some Fabuloso for $100. You know what I'm saying? What's $100? But yeah, I don't like dishes piling up. I don't like none of that shit. And then they go back to like my drugging days too, like when I was fucked up on shit. And that, but I, even when I lived by myself, I would have like housekeeping come through like once a week.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
How do you still talk to any of your exes?
Are
you
fuck
friends?
No.
No?
No. That's just, I mean, there's no reason for those relationships, to be honest. I mean, what are we going to talk about? Because half the time, like, I'm a loyal guy in that sense. Like, you got to leave me. You know what I'm saying? So, bitch, you left. So, you don't get to kick it with me no more.
How long do you wait before you take a shit at someone's house?
I mean, it depends on the circumstances. If I'm able to hold that motherfucker, then I'm gonna hold it down. But if the turtle head peeking out, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to take care of it, you know? But
yeah.
For the most part, nah, I'm not trying to shit at nobody's house but mine. That's just, I got a problem with that. I can't shit at airports or like just take random shits at places, you know? So I try to keep it together, you know? And I learned that a lot, like touring a lot, you know, because you have to. Like, you can't shit on the bus and you just be pulling over at random truck stops and having to do your thing. So it's all about your diet in that sense too, and how you eat to take care of that. So for the most part, that's why I probably don't eat as much.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm like a I'm a time schedule shitter, you know?
You just have that shit on a clock.
Yeah, 6 a.m. If I miss it, then it might not happen today.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm just uncomfortable all day, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, what if you're dating a girl and she, like, takes a shit at your house, like, in the beginning, second or third date?
I'm like, you a nasty bitch. But I would respect the confidence. You know? I would respect the confidence. I really would.
Have you, like, I think that, I mean, we're not going to stay on this shit topic for too long.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a turnoff for me sometimes is when you can hear someone.
I mean, you got to cut the shower on. You got to do weird shit. I mean, keep it going. That's why I keep poopery.
Poopery is brilliant.
Yes, it is. You got to, you know, a couple sprays. You could do your thing.
I have a little matchbox.
See, but then I know what you did. Ain't nothing like smelling.
You don't think poopery gives it away?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, they got nice little scents and shit. I mean, you just like the matches, like,
nah,
shit on fire.
Nah, that shit's like Febreze.
I mean, they got a nice, I got a new one, a leather smeller. Smells like leather. I like that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
You know, that's a ball of shit. Leather shit. It's better than shit smelling like it's on fire.
It doesn't smell like it's on fire.
I mean, but yeah, you got to do your thing. At the end of the day, like I say, I mean, it's uncomfortable and it's very unhealthy to just be sitting around holding it. So, like I said, if she got to do her thing, she got to do her thing. I've learned that girls shit way more than men because they got to sit down anyway. So sometimes they might not be.
You think we just push one out for fun?
It might be random. You just sit down and take a piss, and next thing you know, a couple things drop out.
You're like, oop, like we're a bunny rabbit, just dropping pellets.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Literally lighting up the toilet for fun.
Yes, that's a thing.
That is not a thing.
Oh, I mean, I come on, a man can dream. You know?
All right, fine. How do you feel about condoms?
How do I feel about condoms? I mean, they're definitely needed. It's a healthy thing to do, but you know, that's why you get into relationships so you don't have to use them.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. So.
Did you always use a condom when you were not in a relationship and you were just doing flybys?
I was doing coke, so a lot of bad things will happen sometimes.
But, yeah.
For the most part, I would like to think I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I just got a rehab, so they had to give me a whole... You know, they had to go give me a crazy physical and all that. So I'm clean as the Board of Health. I was shaking in my boots, though.
Ooh.
I don't think you ever, you know, you don't ever want to hear that.
Right. What is the most ridiculous reason you've ever broken up with someone?
Like I say, I don't think I ever broke up with anyone. They broke up with me.
Do you have to... Let's say you don't want to be with someone anymore. Do you give them a reason to break up with you?
I think...
like you push them to
probably
that
not
point?
Subconsciously, you know? But it's probably more of a shutdown thing. You'll just shut down in some sense.
Yeah.
And be unhappy and just deal with it, you know? But I never broke up with anyone. That's crazy. I didn't.
Huh. So would you say that you were always happy in your relationships?
No, not at all. But I feel like, you know, when you in a relationship with someone and you love them, you can work out the problems. So it's almost like just waiting, just seeing if things will get better kind of thing.
Do you believe in astrology?
In some sense. I don't take it that serious. Like where you read some shit and it's like, you have a bad day. But like, oh shit, I'm going to have a bad day. But for the most part, I do believe, like, you know, anything that has existed for this long, it has to be some truth to it in some sense. Like my mom's real big into it. My girl's real big into it. So like even just the point of like signs aligning and shit like that, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of agree with certain things like that. But I don't think just because you and another motherfucker was born on the same day, y'all the same.
What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
I'm a Virgo. Do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
Me either.
I just know people say Pisces are like real sensitive and shit, and that could be true.
If you want to impress a lady, what meal are you cooking for her?
Cooking?
You don't cook?
I mean,
that's a red flag.
I mean, nah.
You gotta cook.
I'm not cooking. I mean, I might order some shit and play it off like I cook.
DoorDash?
I mean, I wouldn't DoorDash it because then you know it's gonna come. I guess so. But for the most part, I would like to think seafood. You know, like some nice fish, nice salad, something like that. I don't want her.
You
taking,
go from not cooking to like a sea bream.
I mean, I don't want her fucking having to take a shit eating steaks and shit.
Why not?
Okay, I guess you're right.
If you were to go on a bad date with someone, how do you get out of it?
How do you get out of it? I think just being honest. Like, I don't think this is working out. Like, no. I'm very vocal in that sense where I can be like, because I don't like being uncomfortable. And the last thing I want to do is make someone else uncomfortable. So if anything is not, if it's not working for me, it's not working. Because all it's going to do is get worse. Because I'm going to get an attitude. Then I'm going to be a dick. And like I say, I'm the type of person to say something I don't really mean just out of anger.
Is that why that girl was like, you're a bitch?
No, she was, I think, you know, she, it was more so she probably had like a lot of gay friends. You know, and I could be a little feminine sometimes. So she's like, dang, she's like, bitch, you crazy.
Oh,
she's
like,
oh,
like
bitch,
that.
You crazy. I'm like, nah, I ain't the gay homie now, you know? So I think that's what that was.
Well, honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. Because if it's not working out for them, I would want them to tell me. Because I wouldn't make me emotional. I'd be like, damn, that's fucked up. But I think as a man, we used to rejection after a while, you know, so it wouldn't hurt my feelings. So
yeah.
The girl was like, nah, this ain't working out.
If you spent the night with a girl and you forgot your toothbrush, would you use hers?
Oh, she's sucking dicks. Nah, man. I just wait till I get home. She's going to have to smell the funky breath, man. And maybe that might be. But no, I ain't using nobody's toothbrush because that's crazy.
What if you realized that a girl used yours?
I wouldn't be tripping off that. I mean, you got to kiss the bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you ain't sucking no dicks.
I mean, it's just the point of it, you know? I just said that as a joke in some sense. I mean, that's not crazy because even kissing a girl, she done sucked some dicks before. But for the most part, it's like, I just think motherfuckers be having food and shit in their teeth and gingivitis and all type of different teeth shit. You don't know what somebody got going on. They got bacteria and all type of shit. You might get their mouth cancer.
Yeah.
You know?
Cancer's not contagious, though.
Says who?
Danny, that's a red flag.
I mean, but yeah, I had bad teeth growing up, so yeah.
It's respect.
Yeah, it's just a respect thing.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you tell your girlfriend that she's getting fat if she started gaining weight?
I mean, I like fat girls. I'm black.
So then how would you tell her she's getting too skinny if she's like, I need to lose weight, I need to go on a diet?
I mean, skinny is good too, though. I like women,
Danny,
in general.
You gotta give me something here, bro.
I like women in general.
You can't just like them all, okay? You're like, I like the pussy.
I'm more of a personality guy. Like, I think people put too much emphasis on looks.
For how long have you been lying about this?
I'm not lying at all. I swear to God, because some girls... Because, only thing that really is a turn off of me is, like you say, like hygiene. If a bitch stanky, you know what I'm saying? That ain't going to work. You know, you around this motherfucker smelling like onions and shit.
So you like them thick or thin?
I would say in the middle.
So then if hygiene is your thing, how do you tell a girl she smells bad?
Bitch, you stanking.
So you just say it outright.
Yeah.
Honesty.
Like, you know, you a little,
ooh.
It's a little tart.
You don't think she'd get offended at all?
I mean, I would want you to tell me if I stink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta wash your ass, man.
Have you ever dated a girl that, like, didn't shave her armpits or didn't have good hygiene?
I mean, I don't think hairy armpits is a bad thing.
What?
Nah.
That is a red flag.
I mean, you know, when you meet the hipster girls that wear the dirty Vans.
Well, actually, I wear dirty Vans.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I don't shave my armpits.
I mean, you're a little classier.
A little.
Some of them, you know, they got the hippie thing going, you know.
So I
think hair is a sign of an adult.
That is a red flag. That is not a sign of an adult. So I mean, what about the bush? You have to trim
I
that?
Like a bush. I like a little bush sometimes, but I mean, it's go both ways. It is what it is.
I like feel like you should have been here in the 70s.
I do too.
You would have loved that.
I would have. I really love blaxploitation flicks and just that and that whole vibe. Yeah, so I think so. A lot of the best music was made then, you know?
Oh, yeah. You'd be like at a Jimi Hendrix concert with the headband, naked, out in the field.
I mean, just the racism thing was a little crazy, but...
Racism is still crazy.
Yeah, but dude, they was killing motherfuckers for fucking with white bitches back then.
Well, I'm talking
about... Well, not the 70s. I guess that's when it started. But I would have loved to be a part of like that hippie generation.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have been a part of that scene.
So how do you... So do you also... Are you into pheromones? Like the way someone smells naturally? Because that's what kind of comes with not shaving your armpits, right? You get some of that.
I guess you're right. I mean, no, I wouldn't say I'm that's not like a turn on to me having a person's natural scent. I like perfumes and shit.
I'm a real
aromatherapy kind of guy. I mean, it's not hard to just, you know, put some little lavender on or something, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's a little tea tree oil up under that bush, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I want a bitch to smell good. I don't want them to, you know.
But they don't have to shave.
I mean, that's your preference. I'm not gonna judge you for that.
You're going back and forth.
I'm just not. I mean, I guess I'm a back and forth kind of guy.
You like them thick and thin.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's all about the size. It's more about the shape.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Curves.
Yeah, it's about
Coke
the shape.
Bottle.
If it's proportioned right, you know, it could be hot at 400 pounds or it could be hot at 140.
Right.
You know?
Have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah.
You say that like everyone's had one.
I mean, I'm a rapper.
If you haven't had a threesome, you probably fucking don't throw bars.
Or no, I wouldn't say that. Because some people just probably not, that's probably not their thing. I mean, it's a lot of pressure, man. It's hard enough pleasing one woman. Last thing you want to do is, you know,
disappoint two.
Have two of them bitches sitting on the bed looking at you stupid. Like, damn.
Yeah. But isn't that, don't you think that's their job to like get to work?
It depends on the bitches.
How many threesomes have you had?
I mean, I'm not counting.
That's a red flag. Take a wild guess.
I'm not counting. I don't know. I don't know.
You just don't want your girlfriend to see this.
I mean...
That's okay. I respect it.
I don't know. I don't know, though.
But you really don't know?
No, I don't. I just don't. I really don't.
Damn. I want to know what drugs you've been doing.
I mean, I was really into Molly, so a lot of things can happen.
Oh, the love drug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That explains a lot.
Yeah. That was my thing. It was a phase.
Have you had a lot of one-night stands?
I'm a rapper.
I knew you were going to say that.
You know?
Yeah.
Not by choice.
Not a rapper by choice?
No, not one-night stands by choice.
Okay, I was going to say that just...
The bitches ain't calling me back.
Oh. Why not?
That's a good question. You probably ask them. I don't know. I would like to call me back.
What do you think you're like on a first date?
It depends on where I'm at in my life, because I've been a lot of different motherfuckers. So now I'll probably be boring. You know?
What is the weirdest gift you've ever given someone?
I wouldn't say I'm big on giving gifts for the most part. So I wouldn't say I've ever given someone a weird gift. I would rather just take someone shopping and you get what the fuck you want.
I love that. Yeah. That's fun.
That's just easier. Yeah, and it's more of a funner time just to go with somebody and let them just get what they want to get. But for the most part, I wouldn't say I've given anybody weird gifts. I'd rather, because the last thing you want to give is, because I hate getting some shit that I don't really want or some shit that I already have.
Right.
You know, like, I don't need this shit. And then, you know, they went out a lot their way to do some shit. So, yeah, the best thing to do is just take them somewhere and just let them get what they want.
I think that's a pretty good method, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like shopping.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and end with a sweet question. What is the nicest thing, sweetest thing you've ever done for someone that you love, like you've been in a relationship with?
The sweetest thing I've done?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I can't. That's a hard one to answer. I don't know if I'm that much of a sweet guy, I guess.
flowers?
I buy my girl flowers all the time.
So you consistently do sweet things.
I mean, you know, you can DoorDash them shits now. You go, you get, you do an order from Costco. You know what I'm saying? You do an order from Costco, throw some roses on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I buy her flowers all the time. She probably tired of that shit. Yeah, you do groceries because every like grocery store has flowers and shit. So fuck it.
Yeah.
You might as well, if you're ordering groceries, just throw some flowers on that bitch.
Do you feel like giving your girl flowers helps you get laid?
I mean,
not that you need any help.
I mean, she really loves it for the most part. So just keep her in a good mood. I think it keeps her in a good mood. So yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, my favorite thing to do at the end of this is recap the red flags.
I heard you say that a lot, so lay it on me.
All right, well, we had five.
Okay.
So the first one was that you don't cook.
I mean, I didn't. No, I don't. No, I don't.
You almost tried to fight that red flag.
Because
these
the
are
thing
non-negotiable.
Is, if I'm a cook for myself, you know, last see, and it goes back into the hygienic thing and just being clean. Like fucking up a whole bunch of dishes and pots, and then you got to clean that shit. And you know, so it's a lot of times when my girl be like, I'm going to cook tonight. And I be like, you know what? I don't want you fucking up the kitchen right now. Let's just go out to eat. You know? Because we do, you know, we trade off. We have a deal with each other. She cook, I do the dishes.
Ah, so it's not that you don't want her to cook. It's that you don't want to clean.
Just, and I feel like if she had to do the dishes, she wouldn't be using this many fucking pots. So just because her ass cooking, she just be using pots and shit for no reason and shit because she know I'm going to do the dishes.
Yeah, so she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, and then it just be messy and shit. And then wake up in the morning, like nothing. I like waking up to a clean house. Like nothing makes me like, it's, you know, starting your day off and just seeing a bunch of dishes in the sink. I don't like that shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Another red flag is you actually thought cancer was contagious.
That was just a joke. But... okay, I'll take it.
So we're down
I'll
to
take
four.
It.
So do we delete this red flag and we only give him four?
Yep.
All right, so we'll take that red flag away because that was a joke.
Mm-hmm. The cooking one is too, because I mean...
Okay, no, we're not taking all your red flags away. You don't get to do that.
I think the cooking one doesn't really count,
add it
man.
Back. That's a red flag. He can't... No, that's we're going back to five. The other one is that you don't... You were so indecisive on this hairy armpit thing...
I'm not indecisive on it. It just doesn't bother me.
That is a red flag.
It just doesn't bother me. Okay. Why is that a red flag though?
Because it's gross. That is gross. That is gross.
Okay.
You also like bushes.
I mean, I'm a man.
Ugh.
How about men?
Okay. All right, Danny.
Most men, I don't think most men care, to be honest.
Yes, they do!
That's a sassy motherfucker, then. I mean, pussy is pussy. Because I don't care if you wax and shave, if that motherfucker stank, then it's just a bald, stanky pussy. So as long as it's clean...
Whatever.
Who like who don't like a little soul patch?
Like a flavor saver?
You know? Like a little mustache on that motherfucker.
Okay, we're tied. Right, I can't okay. with this. And the final red flag is that you don't know how many threesomes you've had.
All right, I'll take that one. I'll take that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Do you think you're dateable?
No, not at this age. Not at all. Not at this age. I'm cooked. I'm washed. I'm washed up.
All right. Well, this was perfect. Thank you for coming on First
Thank you for
date.
Having me. So fun. So
I
fun.
Think you're fun. I think you're dateable. I think you deserve a second date.
Okay. I'm pulling up.
Where can people find you?
Oh, you know, all my social medias, X Danny, X Brown, X. Danny Brown Show every Tuesday. You know, right here at Wild Mage. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Bye, guys.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?